Good evening and welcome to Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
Outfoxed storms theaters with producer Robert Greenwald. Robert Greenwald's controversial documentary, Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism, has just been released in theaters. This movie is a launching of a campaign against Fox News, making sure that everyone knows how the network is stomping for the Republican agenda. The film examines how Fox News has been leading a race to the bottom in television news and the dangers of ever enlarging corporations assuming control of the public's right to know. Well, good evening and welcome to Building Bridges.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
Your film was quite extraordinary to me, and I was most interested in how the production process began and also the distribution, because it's a unique method of distribution to get it out to a mass audience.
Let me try to talk about all aspects of it. I'll start with distribution, and then we can go back to production, because actually it's very interesting. We had started the movie with alternative distribution, which is what I had done with Uncovered, which is over the Internet, and we sold a tremendous amount of copies for Outfox, over 100,000 in 3 weeks. And because of that, we got a theatrical distributor who took it out to the movie theaters, and we opened in New York, L.A., San Francisco, D.C., and we actually broke records. We broke the house record at the Quad Theater in New York, and it's now expanding to another 10 or 15 theaters. So it's been amazing in that we started with alternative distribution, and thanks to people at the screenings and people who've seen the DVDs, they started spreading the word. And then when we put it in the movie theaters, what I had not really focused on is, you know, people going and seeing this movie about Fox and all of its terrible things that they do, but it's also about bullies and what a great way to go to a theater and laugh at the bullies. So I think that we're seeing this kind of interesting combination of alternative distribution and then traditional distribution kicking in and allowing people to get it in all different kinds of ways. The production itself was difficult, long hours, a short period of time, and thanks to the support of Move On and Center for American Progress, we were able to get the movie done with monitoring Fox News. People from around the country who had been volunteers from Move On were watching Fox News collectively 18 to 20 hours a day. We had people inside Fox News helping me and getting me the memos, the infamous memos where they're told each day how to report on the news, sending me those. And all in all, it was an amazingly challenging but intense time where, for the first time, you know, people sat down and committed themselves to using film to tell the story of Fox. So you see them on camera doing what they deny they do.
You've done a number of different films on a number of different topics. You mentioned one before, Uncovered. You've done Unprecedented. What gave you the idea to do this film outing Fox?
Well, I was working on the theatrical version of Uncovered, which will be opening in New York August 20th. And it's a full-length version, and there's a bunch of new material. And in that is a whole section on the media. And while I was working on that section, reporter after journalist after editor, producer, were not excusing their own news organizations, but they all said, you know, this Fox effect is really brutal. And what they meant by that was the effect that Fox News was having on their management in two very specific ways. One, overtly political, the move to the right with this pseudo-patriotism, and one destructive of news in general, right or left, which is what Fox does is they put a couple of people in a room and train a camera on them, have them scream at each other. That's a whole lot less expensive and demanding of resources than a true news organization, which has reporters go out all over the world, research stories, come back. They don't do that at Fox News.
One of the most interesting things is what develops the consciousness that makes somebody like yourself, who has tremendous prominence, want to take on possibly the legal department of an entity like Rupert Murdoch and become a political filmmaker?
Well, I'm from New York, number one. Uh-huh. Number two, I grew up listening to WBAI, so that's to blame. I think we're really living at an amazing time in the life of our country where the most important long-term decisions are going to be made. The whole issue of terrorism and how we're going to deal it with ways other than going and bombing countries, the outsourcing of jobs, health care, those are three huge biggies. And I have four kids. I don't want to look back and think I didn't do everything I can possibly do to have a voice in that debate and have whatever influence I'm capable of. And because I tell stories through film, that's what I've chosen to do. And I think to be able to participate in that, you know, really incredibly important debate, fight, dialogue, whatever you want to call it, in a basic level as a member of this society and this country is thrilling and important.
But at the same time, there are many wonderful films that we are able to see done by documentary filmmakers, etc. What is it about Hollywood still that precludes so few of these extraordinary works of art and political sensitivity from getting through? Maybe it seems self-evident, but not entirely to myself. This year, Fahrenheit 9/11 and your material has broken the barrier. Why is there still such a great resistance in a liberal venue like Hollywood, really, at least amongst the actors and so on, for putting out material that is critical of the status quo?
Well, I don't think that it's an issue in Los Angeles of films that are critical of the status quo. I think that it goes back to the fact that, and you're right, it's a community with many liberal and sometimes even progressive folks. The people who are the gatekeepers and the decision makers as to what you're going to wind up seeing and how you're going to see it all conceive of their jobs as working for corporations where their goal is to make money for the corporation. Now, there are some very good people. There are even some heads of studios, including one gentleman who's, you know, made decisions not to show, to do certain overtly, horribly violent movies. But for the most part, these people decide what we're going to see, and their criteria is, am I making money for my bosses, because that's my job. If you start from that premise, then there are a lot of films, you know, Michael's movie, I think, is the exception. There are a lot of films where they feel this might not make enough of a profit. But the good news, the exciting news, is alternative distribution, as you said before, is becoming more and more prevalent. And we have more and more resources on our side, from, you know, Pacifica to Air America to Link TV to Alternate to Buzzflash, and there are only going to be more and more coming. Part of our job is to support them. These movies, which, you know, thanks to MoveOn and Common Cause and others, people know about. So it's not ideal, but I think that we shouldn't discount the vibrant vitality of alternative distribution and alternative media and how important that's going to be the next period of time.
And indeed, it does seem as if, I mean, Mimi was talking about the glass being half empty in a way, but in a way it's becoming more full because of the existence of your films and of Michael Moore, and people, I think, being more aware. Maybe it's Michael Moore that broke through the barrier. Maybe it's also you with alternative distribution, with these new funding sources, with MoveOn. But I think that this is a phenomena which seems to be increasing the American appetite for information.
I think that's true. I think the appetite has been underestimated by the primary media. It's another part of this profit motive stuff. But that in this time we're in, where people are really craving information to help them with these decision-making, and film is, you know, we now have generations that have been brought up with film as the primary communicator for them, which is another issue. You know, look, I get up every day, I read two newspapers. I love that. And my older daughters, who are smart and committed and political and progressive, they don't read a paper. They get it through, you know, I don't know how that, you know, they get it through other means, their information. So I think film, television, video, the internet become really important as we look to the future, so that we're not just fighting the battles of the past, but we're looking to the future in terms of alternative media, digital issues, so that we can be in the forefront of the change and protecting those sources and those distributions for people.
Well, what we're going to do now is we've just picked out one of a number of segments that we could use to whet people's appetite, and then we'll discuss it. And which one?
We're going to be doing a clip from the film, which starts with Roger Ailes, who was, of course, the media consultant to numerous Republican administrations, and also then talks about not only how right-wing the Fox News channel is, but also how tightly controlled it is. And you're going to hear from a number of ex-employees from Fox News.
So we're going to go to the clip now, and then we will continue our discussion with Robert Greenwald.
Where we find it lacking, and certainly there could be that interpretation because of my background, but I left politics a number of years ago and have run a news organization for the last 2 years. So we just expect to do fine, balanced journalism.
Directly from folks both as correspondents and as bookers who've expressed very great reservations, almost as if they're being monitored by a Stalinist system, afraid to be seen talking to the wrong person or having the wrong kind of email exchange.
You're either one of us or one of them. And in leaving Fox News, for example, there were a number of people at the organization, the editor of the organization, tried to ruin my career simply because I was leaving, because I didn't leave on their terms, because I refused to sign a confidentiality agreement. That was another reason for them to try to keep me from getting my next job.
It's very much an environment of fear.
It was made very clear to us that our activities were being monitored, and if someone wasn't watching it live, they were at least recording it, and they would review it after the fact to see what we did.
We weren't necessarily, as it was told to us, a news-gathering organization so much as we were a proponent of a point of view.
Fox has already been successful in sort of branding me as somebody who can't be trusted, and as a result, I'm already sort of on thin ice regarding my current employer.
I'd been warned by people. There were a number of people who pulled me inside and said, look, you know, I don't know. I mean, I know that you want to work and I know that you need a job, but you might want to think twice about taking this job because really it is a very conservative news network.
Now that I've learned comedy writing at Fox News Channel, I guess I should be doing stand-up in the clubs.
I think that if you don't go along with the mindset of the hierarchy in New York, if you challenge them on their attitudes about things,
history.
I suspect your research has discovered the memoranda that were written by John Moody and by Roger in terms of setting the tone for the day. The message of the day is a very political device.
Let's spend a good deal of time on the battle over judicial nominations, which the president will address this morning. Nominees who both sides admit are qualified are being held up because of their possible, not demonstrated, views on one issue, abortion. This should be a trademark issue for FNC today and in the days to come.
There was nothing covert about the way the managing editors in New York or Washington operated. They made it perfectly clear what they expected from us.
The so-called 9/11 Commission has already been meeting. This is not what did he know and when did he know it stuff. Do not turn this into Watergate.
Every morning, there was a detailed list of subjects to talk about, not talk about.
Kerry's speech on the economy at Georgetown is likely to move onto the topic of Iraq. We should take the beginning of the Kerry speech and see if other news at the time is more compelling. It is not required to take it start to finish.
They were just actually issuing edicts to the reporters to control what they could say and how they could say it.
Let's refer to the U.S. Marines we see in the foreground as sharpshooters, not snipers, which carries a negative connotation.
When headquarters sent a memo every morning and said, we want to touch on the following issues, we want to cover the following stories, we want to do them in this particular way, our job and our objective then was to execute the plan.
The pictures from Abu Ghraib prison are disturbing. Today we have a picture aired on Al Arabiya of an American hostage being held with a scarf over his eyes, clearly against his will. Who's outraged on his behalf?
I've never heard of any other network nor any other legitimate news organization doing that, newspaper or broadcast.
The real revolutionary breakthrough of Fox has been it's eliminated journalism. I mean, that's the thing to understand. What Fox News Channel has done is it's stripped out any notion of journalism as we've traditionally understood it from its product. There is no journalism at the Fox News Channel.
Listen, cut his mic.
Listen, Chad, stop.
Chad, I'm going to test
if
you're an honest individual.
Sorry to cut you off. I know we're in some controversial stuff here, but my religion
didn't. You missed all the subsequent shut-ups.
People can go to the theater and hear them.
Well, that's exactly that's what they're going to do. But I will tell you what was even more exciting than going to the theater. I was passing a eatery and bar not far from where I live, and all of a sudden I saw a placard in front that said, come in tonight and see Outfoxed. And it was hardly a progressive institution, to put it mildly, or neighborhood for that matter. So I think that is the greatest tribute at all. And what does that begin to tell us, as far as you can see, about the climate? You know, Michael Moore had once said to us that, you know, something, it's not so much alternative. There really is a majority of people there that are fed up with the economy, that hate and despise war, and that there's a different climate than we have been led to believe. So is it so strange that Outfoxed was actually being played at this working class bar?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think we all on our side have to do an attitude adjustment. We're the majority now, and we have to act like the majority, and we have to get that inside rather than, you know, it's been an amazing and tragic year with the war in Iraq, but, you know, thanks to the hard work of so many people and your station, we've changed the attitudes of the country. Of course, you know, the horror that Iraq is and the killings have had a lot to do with that, but it's very different. So I think you're right to say, why is it so unusual? And we should start to expect to see our messages, our stories being told every place. And I'm thrilled to hear that report. And by the way, one of the other great things that started to happen, I've been getting emails from people who have seen the movie, and they say, you know what, we're not going to allow this to be in so-called nonpartisan public spaces. So they've gone to their gyms. They said, turn it off. Don't just play Fox News. They've gone to the malls where they've been playing, and they said, this is partisan. We don't want it. Turn it off, which has been great.
It's just so good to see people fighting back, to see a hard-hitting documentary like this when we've been so subdued and we've just taken it for so long. When you turn on Fox News and you see fair and balanced, and then you hear the right-wing dribble that they do. It's just so good to see your analysis and your condemnation of them. And I just wanted to follow up with that, asking about the lawsuit that is being, I think, by Move On against the trademark of Fox, Fair and Balanced, hitting them where it hurts.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, well, Move On's actually done the petition, and they are working with Altenet, and I hope many of your listeners will sign up for Altenet or go to our website where they can read about this, outfoxed.org, which lists, by the way, 10 or 12 groups doing media reform work, because if the movie makes you upset or angry, that's not enough. It's only been a successful movie if people get out and do something. And one of the things they can do is support Altenet with the lawsuit, support Move On with the actions that it's asking for, work with FAIR, work with Media Matters. There's so many different exciting things to do. Or just pick up the phone. You know, it is so amazing. I cannot convince people of this. You see a program, You see a news story, you see something that's clearly biased, radio, magazine, television, make a call, write a letter, express your opinion. It's extraordinary what an effect it has.
You know, I was rather pleased to read in the arts section of the New York Times this morning the fact that the big blockbuster movies apparently are not holding sway with the public as they were perceived to do, the Tom Cruise movie Collateral, etc. Does this mean, do you think, that we're really beginning to usher in a period where people will have a receptivity, actually a demand for meaningful material, not the reality TVs, but meaningful material that has a reality that is based in their life and experience, and that there are ways that we can distribute to build the mass movements that we need to usher in real substantive social justice?
Definitely. I think there will always be an audience for popcorn, for entertainment. You know, I like popcorn sometimes. I like junk food sometimes, but not all the time. And I think what we're seeing with the creation of these movies, and again, if you had said to anybody 6 months ago a documentary about Fox News would sell 100,000 copies on DVD in 3 weeks and be opening in theaters and breaking records where you can't get in sometimes, you would have said, this person's delusional. Well, we are in a changing environment. And I think we're going to see that more and more, and I think we'll look back on this period of time and saying, yeah, this is where the change began, because the populace was not being served in many basic ways. You know, not that the other stuff is going to disappear. I don't mean to say that, and not that it's going to be perfect. But it doesn't take a huge number of people to make change, and it doesn't take a huge number of people to create demand for films, books, music. You know, my good friend Danny Goldberg, who runs Artemis Records, has been putting out some extraordinary albums, and the new Steve Earle album is just brilliant. I mean, I think there's a variety that is coming, and now it's up to us to make sure that we support it and let everybody know.
And Outfoxed is at the cinema, so you can go see it.
Thank you. And I can't recommend the experience in the theater strongly enough. You'll be very happy to be looking at Fox News, seeing them for their silliness, and knowing that you're, you know, cutting down some bullies.
And we should mention that this has been really part of a trilogy. Uncovered was a film that captured the intellect very much of our audience and has had stirring and important revelations that debunk the mythology of the reason that we presumably went to war. And I understand that there's a third part to this, which is unconstitutional, which looks at what has been happening to our civil and human rights. And when will that be ready for distribution as well?
That will be ready September 13th. The American Civil Liberties Union is my partner in that. And Unprecedented, the film directed by Richard Sackler and Joan Perez, will be also has a new version, the 2004 election version. And that also will be going into theaters in September.
And it has been a pleasure speaking with you. And I can't help but say that I would love to see some Pacifica, aside from Air America, in the films next time.
Absolutely.
We've been there for 50 years doing this work.
And important work.
And we thank you, and you're gracious, and it's an extraordinary film, and I really do encourage our listeners to go see it. And it is also, as cinematography, it is interesting, it is exciting, and as Robert Greenwald said, yeah, most people would think, going to see a documentary about Fox News, but absolutely, it is a stirring, exciting, and humorous piece of work. So go to the cinema when can.
Right now. Right now, and keep on going so it'll last a long time. But to further whet your appetite, we're going to play the trailer for the film.
Their methods are outlandish.
Please, the person cut his mic. Stop.
Chad. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Their technique is outstanding.
Because he does seem to agonize and flip-flop over and over and over again.
Flip-flop on all these issues, Terry's flip-flopping.
Flip-flopper.
Flip-flops.
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 Flip-flops like crazy.
Mystic flip-flopper who doesn't have any principles. Is that a little harsh?
Their news is outrageous.
Why can't the city attract more minorities to the police department?
Well, because black guys are afraid of God.
North Korea loves John Kerry.
Really?
Yeah.
The key thing is, don't be inhaling, don't be ingesting.
Stay inside, don't drink or eat anything.
What would you say would be Senator Kerry's one or two major weak points that could be exploited?
Is Kerry's involvement in a group that's inherently violent?
John Kerry was scaring old people, as usual.
Saddam must love you, and I'm sure he must.
Don't even try it.
The way we deal with them is the way President Bush is dealing with them. You cordon the area, you search for them, and you shoot them.
In the next few days, they got to go in there and just kill as many of these people as they can.
Real journalism, fair and balanced.
Assuming that the unthinkable happens and that Senator Kerry becomes president.
And now they've been outfoxed.
I suspect your research has discovered the memoranda that were written by John Moody
every morning. There was a detailed list of subjects to talk about, not talk about.
This should be a trademark issue for FNC today and in the days to come.
The incredible story unfolds as ex-Fox News employees tell all.
There was nothing covert about the way the managing editors in New York or Washington operated. They made it perfectly clear what they expected from us.
Robert Greenwald guides us into an uncompromising look at one of the most scandalous news sources in our time.
Understand that this is an adjunct of the Republican Party.
There is no journalism at the Fox News Channel.
A better slogan for Fox would be, we opine, you recline.
Out Fox. Rupert Murdoch's war on journalism.
And you were listening to a trailer from Outfoxed, and we really do encourage you to go see that at the cinema. Make sure that you flood the theater so it's held over. It is an extraordinary, important work for people of good conscience and who are interested in, indeed, the reality of fair and balanced. And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report. I'm Amy Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash. Tune in next week.
Good night, Ken.
Good night, Mimi.